Let's start here. Adam, tell us in a brief way, how did you become a Christian? I think that would be a great place to start.
Ooh,
when and where did you get saved so that these kids can hear about it?
Yeah.
Off you go.
I love that, my family lives up in San Luis Obispo, where 3 hours north here on the beach. It's beautiful. You guys should go. And my dad was a pastor, and he really faithfully loved our family and taught the church, and my heart hated God. I wanted my own way. I thought I was big enough.
Not where I thought that was going to go. I don't know about you guys.
And during my 11th grade year, my mom left the family. She abandoned the family, and the Lord used that to save me. That I realized, hey, everything that I thought I could do by myself, I couldn't. That I needed Jesus. That Jesus was and still is the best part of my life.
So, how old were you when that happened?
I think about 16.
16.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll say that even the things that I learned as, for us, which would be juniors, junior high, high school, the things that I didn't really want to pay attention to, the Lord used all of that to just save me and love me and guide me.
That's awesome. What about your middle school years? What were you into? What'd you do when you were like 12 and 13?
Oh man.
I wish we had a picture. Katie, there's no way we have a picture of
Adam. Oh man, a junior high picture? That would be a super good looking photo.
Was your hair long, short?
My dad never let me grow my hair long. So yeah. Yeah, it never did that. I loved sports.
Let's get specific.
Yeah.
Which ones?
I loved football. And I played basketball my 7th and 8th grade year. And then in 9th grade, I started playing baseball too. But thank you.
Baseball got some applause.
Yeah, really.
I like that.
Wow.
Were you also this tall in middle school? Were you like 6'4"?
I think I was 5'4" in 7th grade. So
there's hope.
Yeah.
Who's 5'4" in here and is like, why am I so little? You might be as big as Adam one day.
You never know.
Isn't that incredible? Probably not, but maybe. Take your true height vitamins. Okay, more about Adam. We're on task. Okay, so into sports, not going to church or going to church but not liking it?
Going to church but not liking it.
Okay, copy that. What about school? Were you what?
I got in a lot of trouble at school. And I was not nice to my teachers, and I'm sad about that. I just wanted to go to PE and not take a shower and stink in class.
What is with that?
Yeah, it never changes.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
You'll hand out a lot of deodorant in this ministry.
Oh.
It's good. All right. I don't normally do this, but if you have a question for Pastor Adam,
ooh,
I want you to filter it maybe through AJ or Will or whoever is back there. I can't see totally. If you have a question, just raise your hand and they'll come up and they're going to hear it first just to make sure your question's not dumb. But otherwise, I'm going to keep talking to Adam. I just want you to get a chance to ask your questions. Okay, so you liked football but didn't play?
Oh, so I played football and
position.
Basketball.
We need to know all these things.
Okay, I played tight end.
Okay.
And then I played defensive end. And I was really small, and I was afraid to hit, so I was not that good. I got subbed out in very important plays, and I'm totally not still sad about that 15 years later.
Afraid to hit in football is not going to work.
I know. Did not work.
And then basketball, were you forward?
I played center.
Okay, 5'4 center. Your team must have been really good.
I remember I thought it was cool to wear my basketball shoes all day, so I would wear them walking around school.
That actually is cool.
Yeah.
I actually approve of that. And then baseball.
Baseball, I started in left field, and then by my junior year, I started center field, and I think center field in baseball is the best place in the entire world.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Just, why are you applauding center field?
They no longer make them, but my favorite sunflower seed flavor of all time is nacho cheese by McDavid, followed up by ranch by McDavid, followed up by
these are sunflower seed flavors, in case you missed it.
Oh, yeah.
What was the first one?
Nacho cheese by McDavid, and they no longer make
that
it.
That sounds bad.
Oh, it was so good. So good.
Okay. Okay, so here's the question I've had for Adam. I've actually asked him this question. I think it'd be good for you guys to hear. What in the world got you into the military? So you guys know that Adam was in the military for a while. How did you get there? What happened?
So if you guys – oh, planes. We've all seen a plane. The Navy has aircraft carriers, which is a place where we just fly planes off in the middle of the ocean. And I think flying a military jet off of an aircraft carrier is probably the coolest thing in the entire world. And I saw that as a little kid, and I wanted to do that. I saw movies about flying jets. And then if you guys know, it's out the 126 Santa Paula. There's a little airport there. When I was 8 years old, an older gentleman took me up in his little plane, and I got to fly that. And I thought, I want to do this for the rest of my life.
He let you fly.
He had his hand on the yokes, but as an 8 year old, it felt like
you were flying.
I was flying. Yeah.
That's incredible. Are these hands up approved questions? All right, let's go to our, of course, our talent. You've had a big day today, by the way. Go ahead. Go for it.
Let's go, Christian.
What made you want to become a pastor?
That's a great question. I am so thankful for just people in the church in my entire life. Anytime I have not known what to do, anytime there's been a hard time in my life, someone who loves God in the church has been the biggest help to me. And it's always been pointing me back to God and pointing me back to the Bible. I can look to my dad and I just see how much he loved me and how much he loved the people around them. Every single person here is called to love God and love others, but just having that as your job to do that all the time, is such a blessing. And just as I went through college and the military, I just wanted to be reading my Bible and talking to other people about it. So,
yeah, right here. Reagan.
Let's go, Jasper.
Oh, no. What's your favorite Bible verse?
Ooh.
On the spot.
Wow.
Hope you have one.
All of them. right now, I'm probably going to misquote this now because I don't have my Bible. I think it's Psalm 73:18, something like that. It's my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock of my heart and my strength. It just talks about how no matter what happens in life, my body might stop, my heart might feel really bad, but God is the best thing in my life. I've been loving that recently. I read it a bunch during camp and just been thinking about that.
Sounds like camp was hard. All right, let's go.
Who are you cheering for World Cup?
Yes. Say it again.
Who are you cheering for in the World Cup?
Ooh, okay. So I was thinking about this. USA, because, of course, USA. Yeah. And then kind of tied for second, my brother-in-law is Colombian, so Colombia. And then also Cabo Verde. Like, they have just come out of nowhere, and if you don't root for them, I feel like you don't love the underdog story. So, yeah, those three.
Hey, question. Is it possible for USA to still play England on July 4th? Is that still a possibility? No?
Oh, that'd be so great.
I was really hoping. That'd never possible? So it was a great story while it lasted.
Oh.
Great story while it lasted. Okay, right here in the front. Yes, I love that you're standing.
How did you get down to Grace, and how did you start serving here at church?
Oh, man. So when I was in the military, I was about to go on deployment, and then Katie and I went on a blind date, which is one of the best days of my life. Love her. And then I quickly then went on deployment and then came back, and I knew I wanted to go to seminary, and so I was thinking about a bunch of different seminaries to go to, and then the Lord just brought me here to Grace. And so started seminary here, started working here, and then Katie's family said, why don't you just check out junior high? And so came down here to junior high, and I thought, junior high, that sounds kind of strange. But then I ended up loving it. I love playing games with you guys. I love talking to you guys. Love just having fun. Yeah.
So the answer is KD.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Katie Gwynn. Give it up for Woo! We got another question in the back.
What is one thing you look forward to doing as a youth pastor?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over again to you guys that Jesus is the best part of my life, and I'm just excited to talk about Jesus. And that's not just, hey, I'm going to talk to you guys for 30 minutes a week in a sermon. That's just, hey, like, I'm having a hard time with my siblings. Hey, I don't know what to do on my sports team. I want you guys to see that Jesus has the answer to that in the Bible, and I want to have fun. Like, you guys should know church is the most fun place to be because this is where God wants you to be. Church shouldn't be boring. Church should be a ton of fun. I'm excited to do those things with you guys.
I feel like we have a lot of fun down here. I feel like we do a great job down here.
I will say one of my most fun things here was when we did, what was it, bowling with turkeys and pumpkins? Yeah, I never got to do that when I was a kid at church.
What?
That's great.
No big deal. That was just a normal Wednesday.
Yeah, just a normal Wednesday, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have a question. So you're in the military, and you said you, like, wanted to go to seminary. Was there like a moment when you were like, I don't want to fly planes anymore and I want to be a pastor?
Ooh,
and what was that like? Like what went through your head when you're like, I still want to do Top Gun, but maybe I need to just do Bible stuff.
Yeah. Good question. So I was trying to lead Bible studies when I was in college. I loved doing that, but the goal was always to go to flight school. And then I got to flight school and I got a couple months in and I got in my first Navy jet. So jet engine goes really fast. You can do anything you want in it. And I threw up 8 times in the first hour. So threw up a bunch and I said, okay, I'm going to stick it out. I still want to do this. And over the next 3 months, I threw up a lot. Like it was really uncomfortable and it wasn't fun.
I've never heard this. This is amazing.
Yeah. I have a photo somewhere. We'll show you a photo someday of me in flight school. It was
just throwing up.
Yeah. It was horrible
because of the G forces.
Yeah. G forces, like getting shook around. Oh, wow. Who got that photo? Yep. There you go. So that is the T6B2 Texan. So that has a jet engine in it that turns a propeller and it pulls 7 Gs, which I don't know if that means anything to you guys. That's super cool. And Italy uses that as their light attack aircraft. And so
it'll make you throw up 7 times.
If you look, so the thing that's open, that's glass, is the canopy. Along it, there's those little diagonal lines. That's actually an explosive, and you're sitting on an ejection seat. So if you pull a handle, it'll explode the canopy, and it literally launches your seat out.
Did you ever do that?
Thankfully, no.
Ah, that's amazing.
So if you pull an ejection seat handle, you are most likely going to crack a vertebrae in your back. So it is very, very violent.
Just kidding. Glad you never had to do that.
Very glad I didn't have to do that.
On the topic of planes over here, we got another question.
Oh, yeah.
I was told this was a training plane, by the way. Is that true, Adam?
It is, yeah. So this is a training aircraft. So it's true, yeah. The U.S. military – thank you, AJ, for that support, yeah. The U.S. military does things that are really, really cool, and the stuff that we use to train is the stuff that other nations use for serious stuff. So, yeah, the Lord used that. Yes, over here.
What plane did you like actually fly off of carriers?
So I did not fly a plane off of a carrier, so I am not that cool of a guy. The plane you see up there is the last plane that I flew. So I wanted to fly FA-18s. I think those are pretty cool.
So if you were on a plane just traveling as a commercial, you know, guest, and they were like, both the pilots just died. We need help.
Oh, man.
Could you do it? Could you land one of those big 747s?
I could crash us slightly better than someone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm flying with you from now on. That's amazing. All right, we're going to do a couple more questions, and then...
What was the fastest you ever went on a plane?
Oh, man. So I think the fastest I ever went was 320 miles an hour. So... just to let you, so in that little guy, I went 320 miles an hour. I'll let you know, if you guys have ever flown like a commercial airliner, you're probably doing about 550 or 600 miles an hour.
So when you throw up going that fast, what does it do? Does it just go out and back?
Well, we're really
does it go to the sides?
We're really getting down the weeds here. So
they want to know, Adam.
Yeah. You carry a gallon Ziploc bag in your flight suit, and so you have to tell your instructor pilot in the back, please take the controls. You have to then take off your face mask. You have to throw up into the bag. Then you have to reseal the bag, put the bag away, and keep flying the airplane. And if you have to throw up again, you have to then open that same bag and put your face back in it.
I'm sad I asked that question.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah.
More student questions.
Yeah.
When did you become baptized?
When did I become baptized? I think when I was a senior in high school. That I can't give you an exact date that I got saved, but there was just a period of a couple of months where I went from, hey, I just think I'm the coolest thing ever and I got this, to, wow, I really need Jesus and I love my family and I want my entire life to be around him. And I talked to my dad. I talked to the elders at the church and they said, hey, we think you should get baptized.
Did you wear a white robe when you did it?
I don't think I did. It was a much smaller church. I think I just went up there in some gym clothes and got baptized.
It still counts.
Yeah,
I just want to say it still counts.
Yeah,
it still counts. All right, I'm going to do like one or two more questions. And then we got to move on to the next thing. Rose, you got a question back there? Nope, just kidding.
I can't see who it is. What happened on the blind date?
What was it?
What happened on the blind date?
Yeah, see, I actually was going to double back on that because that, what is it? So first of all, what is a blind date?
It's where you close your eyes.
Nope, it's not. That's not what it is. That's not what it is.
A blind date is where you don't know. You might not know exactly who's going on the date. So Katie and I had a phone conversation before. And so we showed up and I thought, I think this girl's really, really cool.
Yeah. Usually there's like a middle person who knows both the guy and the girl. And that middle person knows that those two will never meet unless they intervene and get involved and say, hey, I have a young lady I'd like you to meet. And then they say to the young lady, I have a young man I'd like you to meet. Would you be interested on going on a blind date? Because you've never seen them and you don't know them. And in this case, they both were like, yeah, I guess. Fine. Sure. And it worked out great.
It was great.
But what did you guys do? What was that first blind date like?
We were in Santa Paula. I don't remember the name of where we ate. We ate and then we just walked around Santa Paula. I remember we talked about like what she did for work, what I did for work. We talked about deployment. We talked about like the Bible and just kind of where we like what we wanted in life. And we just had a lot of fun. It just felt really, really natural. It didn't feel like a date. It just felt like talking to a really good friend.
And then you left the next day.
And then I think I ended the date with, hey, I realize I'm about to disappear for 6 months, but I'd love to keep talking if you're okay with that.
Wow. Yeah. That's how you do it, boys.
Really good line. Yeah.
All right, we have a very serious question, I can tell. It's wow, presidential. It's matters.
What advice do you have for young Christians?
Oh, my goodness. That's a great question.
Great question.
Man, I think in almost every age, but especially being really young, you're worried a lot about what other people think and just being cool. You should worry about what God thinks. Like, what does God think and what has he told me in the Bible? And if you do that, that's going to help you know who you should care like about what they think. It's not that I want to be mean to other people. It's that I love God so much, I care about what he says. And he says, loving him and loving others is the most important thing, not being cool or having fun.
That's a great answer. Okay, well, here he is, Pastor Adam. He's new and shiny. Let's give it up for him.